Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pete, Happy New Year, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing this fine. It's hilarious because I live here in Chicago, and I've been listening to Big Voice Guy, who just did the intro for me.
That's right.
Do score things all day on the score here in Chicago about how the Bears stunningly lost this game. And you know he had to do like about 1,000 takes, 1,000 different ways to get that right. So I love that guy. I want him introducing me everywhere.
He should walk around following you, right? Let's talk about the biggest story in college sports right now, Pete, and that's the fact that the St. John's Red Storm beat Georgetown yesterday for the first time in 16 years and are now ranked. How pumped are you for college basketball?
Chris Mullen and Walter Berry getting it done.
That's right.
Shocking Patrick Ewing and Michael Jackson and Reggie Williams and that whole group.
Well done.
Fantastic work.
Well done, Pete. All right. Now, Dustin was saying before, all seriousness, that he thinks there's a lack of buzz for the national championship
game. At least here. I mean, like, I think...
Twitter also. I'm seeing nothing on Twitter.
I think the date of the game, it's NFL hangover day of the first week of the playoffs.
Move it to Thursday.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea by you, Bull. But, it feels like there's a lack of buzz. It's felt like this almost every year, frankly.
Lack of buzz? How about no buzz? I mean, because here... Last year there was. Last year there was a big buzz. Maybe it was anecdotal because it was in Atlanta and it was Georgia and Alabama. So when I was there, I'm not there this year, but last year you could just tell that was the elite of the Southern elite going to that game because that was the be-all, end-all game for people in Atlanta and Georgia. Trump was showing up, and so there's just a whole bunch of stuff going on around that game in that stadium at that time. The problem is it's Santa Clara, which nobody cares about college athletics in Northern California, even Stanford Cal. And these two fan bases are tapped out. I mean, think of all the games that they've gone to over the years. They have to come up with, you know, that was one of the concerns about the college football playoff world is how the heck are you supposed to have, you know, 10 to 15 grand of readily disposable income to go to a ACC or SEC championship and then a college football playoff game and then to Santa Clara. So the fans aren't showing up. So you can get tickets for, you know, a bag of Fritos to go to this thing. And you're dead on right. This is wild card aftermath day. It's all about everything that's gone on with the NFL this last weekend. I'm here in Chicago, and usually on a day like this, I'm on like four different radio shows and appearances, but certainly not today. I've not been on one because it's all about the Bears. And I'm guessing it's like that in other NFL cities, too.
I mean, we led off the show today talking about, the missed kick yesterday. By the way, let's get rid of kickers, Pete, while we're at it. We don't need them. Done with them. They ruin football. I've had enough.
Yeah, or just get a guy who can make. Or actually, my biggest take is find your all-time great, superior, best defense in the NFL. Come up with a stop in the final minute of the game, and don't have to deal with the kicker.
Yeah, that was brutal. Not that we're getting off track here, but I mean, you're the best defense in football.
That's more important. That's what people are talking about right now, of course.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, listen, speaking of NFL, there'll be a lot of NFL talent on the field tonight with both these teams.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, at least college football, after all the bitching and complaining, I do believe we have the top two teams in the country playing tonight. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, I wanted Ohio State to make the playoff, but I think that they do have the top two teams. I don't know if Ohio State could have made the championship game. Who knows? But it's a hell of a matchup, you know. The problem is, Pete, is this what, the fourth matchup, the fourth time we've seen these two teams play? It's almost like we're getting sick of seeing the same matchup. We had the same thing here in Cleveland when we played the Warriors every year. And it's like eventually kind of fans just kind of want to see something new. Do you get that sense as well?
Well, the problem with that, two of those three matchups were two of the greatest games in college football history. So the problem is nobody knows where Clemson is. It's not like it's Ohio State or Texas or USC or an easily recognizable. People don't go to Clemson. I'm sure people do, but like it's just not a national university like it is like these big public name brand schools. And Alabama, all right, it's fine, but it doesn't have that love because it's just kind of like such a machine It's like, okay, let's replace the parts with these new parts, and it's still going to be good. It's not like the New England Patriots, where you have like a Tom Brady, who year after year after year, you've kind of watched, and you have your love-hate relationship with that. There's a little bit with Saban, but it's like, all right, fine, the guy's great, Alabama's wonderful. For me personally, I love it. I mean, you're dead on right. This, for all the complaining and whining and crying about the system, I certainly still believe that Georgia, yes, if it was in a college football playoff, it would have cared. Georgia and Ohio State would have been far better in the college football playoff than Notre Dame and Oklahoma. But you've got the two best teams. There's no such thing as a cheap college football playoff national champion. You don't have, like we had this last weekend, a number six seed beating a three seed, you know, from a wild card aspect of this. So it's absolutely the fairest and the most, the best representative championship in any sport. And now you got the two best teams going at it. So what's going to happen is there's no buzz now. The game's going to be amazing tonight, and that's all anybody's going to be talking about for the next 2 days.
I don't know if I agree with you, Pete, because there are teams that have no chance to compete. So I don't know if it's – I think it's
fair
just easy.
The wrong way to put it. You're right. Yeah. You're right. It's not the fair system. Absolutely. That's the wrong way to put it. It should be an 18 playoff. It should be five Power 5 conference champs, top group of five champs, and two wild cards. But at least in terms of, like, if you're getting into the college football playoff, you did something kind of awesome. So you're not going to, like, just of luck your way into this thing.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, some sports obviously better. You know, college basketball, the NBA, the NHL. It's not those three sports. It's easy to make the playoffs.
Yeah, and you can finish like seventh in your division and end up in conference and end up winning, going to the Final Four with a hot 2 weeks. So
right.
So it's fine. You know, there's several problems with it. It could be better, but to your overall point, we do have the two strongest teams that we knew to start the season, the four best teams in college football were Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Georgia. Turns out that's kind of what they were, and now we got the two best teams at the end of the rainbow. And like you said, NFL talent across the board. We've got probably the two number one overall draft picks in the upcoming drafts over the next few years, where you're going to have Tank for Tua in the NFL next year, Tank for Trevor in the next one after that, and it's just going to be a bunch of amazing talent on the field. And yeah, it's great players, great coaches, great teams, but on a national scale, it's just not grabbing hold. Now, if Clemson wins this, though, I think it shifts, because then Clemson becomes really cool, and then it becomes the type of thing where, you know, the kids are more into a little bit more, and maybe it becomes part of the thing. If Alabama wins, then the Clemson win of a couple years ago is like, yeah, they had Deshaun Watson, and that was kind of a one-off, and okay, Alabama's just Alabama.
You know, Pete, let's talk about some of the specifics here. I saw a stat earlier. I can't remember the exact percentage, but I think I got, you know, Trevor Lawrence, I saw when he is going up against a man defense, he's got like, I think, 16 touchdowns and no picks. And Alabama plays, you know, a lot of man coverage. Is this a stat worthy of talking about, or coincidence, or Alabama's just so different that it doesn't matter? What do you make of that stat?
Oh, it makes out that Trevor Lawrence isn't going to get fazed by this. And that you saw that with Jake Fromm in last year's national championship. Oh, how is Jake Fromm, a true freshman, going to handle himself now against Alabama? He was the coolest dude in the room. I mean, that guy, his stats weren't great, but he made the clutch throws. He was hit all game long and kept getting up and throwing. He was unflappable. You're not going to rattle Trevor Lawrence. I mean, Notre Dame got to him. They pressured him all game long. They forced him out of the pocket, and he still ended up with, 327 yards, three scores, and no picks, and put that game away with a couple of drives late in the first half. I mean, these are professional quarterbacks who just so happen to be playing college right now, and they're amazing. The talent across the board is amazing. So I think, to me, the biggest storyline, if you want one of those, maybe those keys to the game, it's going to be the Clemson offensive line doesn't get enough credit. It's really good. But it's going to be the Clemson defensive front versus that Alabama offensive line. That is NFL scouting porn. I mean, that's across the board. It's just going to be that you've got at least 10 guys in the rotation who are going to end up at least getting a tryout in camp. So that's just going to be where this game is won or lost. And it's going to be on Tua. I mean, he's going to have to be able to throw well to win, because I don't think Alabama's going to be able to run the ball on this Clemson defensive front.
You think it's a huge loss that the Dexter Lawrence not playing, or is it not as big a deal as after you saw the Notre Dame game?
Oh, it certainly doesn't help. I mean, he's arguably a top five overall talent in the NFL draft. I mean, forgetting the positive test, he is a freakish talent with just otherworldly skills. But they're replacing him with other guys who are at least going to get like fifth or sixth round drafted. And you go across the board, Austin Bryant stepped up with a huge game against Notre Dame on the outside. Cleveland Farrell is just tremendous at getting in the backfield. Christian Wilkins, has been the heart and soul of that defense. I mean, that defensive front has been on a mission. They came back for this reason, and now they're here. So I think they're going to come up with a fabulous game. The problem, though, that to go kind of the stats and where's the kind of the weak link, that if you saw the South Carolina game by any chance that Clemson played, where Jake Bentley and company went off for like 500 yards, now they got ripped apart. I mean, they lost, by like 20 or something, but they bombed away at this Clemson defense. I think the Clemson D comes up big early, and then Tua comes up with two big scoring drives in the second half, and that's when Alabama takes this thing over.
All right, that's it. Pete says Alabama's going to win. Pete, great season. Thanks for joining us as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, guys. Have a good one.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.